This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A landmark measure was signed into law in Massachusetts this week aimed at stopping women from being paid less than equivalent men. Several features of that law are firsts in America, including an outright ban on asking a common question when interviewing applicants for jobs. What are you paid now? What have you been paid in the past? Victoria Budson, executive director of the Women and Public Policy Program at the Harvard Kennedy School, has been following this Massachusetts legislation closely.
What we find is that when individuals are asked their past salary history, instead of an employer benchmarking their wage, looking at the job that they're being hired for, their wages get benchmarked against the last position they were in. And what that does is for women and minorities who often, through implicit bias and perhaps on occasion explicit bias, end up with a lower salary, it means that that lower salary then track them the rest of their lives. In occupations where there's a lot of opacity and opaque standards, that starting salary gap tends to be around $11,000 a year. And if you then take that difference and aggregate it over time, you really get a snowball effect where the gender wage gap grows over the course of a person's career. And what's interesting about wage gaps, when we look at gender, women can't inoculate themselves by getting more education. The gap actually grows with the more significant level of education a woman has.
In a sense, when a would-be employer asks the salary history question, that can take past discrimination and infect the new salary. It makes the past discrimination persist.
Yes. In essence, instead of paying it forward, it's paying it backward.
Now, it's also my understanding that they've crafted this legislation in a way that's less of a gotcha for employers that might want to do the right thing and pay their new hires what they're worth.
This bill has something which it's the first time it's been put into law here in the United States. It has what's called an affirmative defense so that any company that chooses to do an internal wage audit and then remedy in reasonable steps any problems that they find has what's called an affirmative defense. And that enables the employer, without any concern for what they might find, be able to look at their compensation practices and solve problems, and that the solving of problems doesn't become discoverable and provide risk, but instead is something that they can do knowing that it will actually help them if somebody brings a lawsuit. So this is a bill which really focuses on giving businesses tools to get it right rather than being in a punitive frame.
The executive director of the Women and Public Policy Program at the Harvard Kennedy School, Victoria Budson, thank you.
Thank you very much.